everybody. This is not your sermon. As Tim is explaining, we're upgrading to 2 emails a week, one with Tim's message and one with music. Sometimes I will add an audio attachment like this one, where I talk a bit about the music. My piano solos this week are all called preludes. 2 things to know about preludes. First, they come before something else. You know this famous Bach prelude? It comes before a much less well-known fugue in the same key. Second, regardless of the purpose of the prelude, whether it introduces something or stands by itself, it's fun to listen for the defining musical figure that the composer invents for that piece. Bach's C major prelude takes a chord progression and breaks every chord into the same pattern. Chopin's famous C minor prelude takes this 4-beat pattern and repeats it for 12 measures. Preludes developed as improvisations for a performer to explore and warm up on the instrument before playing a more formal piece. Those improvisations were typically based on a short repeating pattern. Some preludes are based on hymns, or in Baroque Germany, chorales, which is simply the German word for hymn. My first solo today is a pair of chorale settings by the hugely prolific Georg Philipp Telemann, both based on Now Thank We All Our God. The first is fugal. That is, several melodies layered up that sort of evoke the tune, and then the top voice chimes in with the literal tune spaced out in long notes. Here comes another layer. Here's the melody. The second is called a bicinium, one line played by each hand, in this case the left hand playing a busy counter melody while the right hand comes in with the original tune. So here's your counter melody. Here comes the melody. Of the chorale prelude is Johann Sebastian Bach, who wrote dozens of these. Sometimes they're played before the congregation sings the chorale, and sometimes they're freestanding pieces. For a congregation, they would set both the key and the mood of the hymn to come. For example, here is Bach's prelude on In Dulce Jubilo, that we know in English as Good Christian Friends Rejoice, also translated as Good Christian Men Rejoice, or Good Christians All Rejoice. I'm working on that piece for another week, but listen to the beginning and think about how these built-in streamers and ribbons really bring out the command to rejoice. Hymn preludes are definitely a living art. Here's a jazz prelude by a composer named William Monk on Abide With Me. And in honor of Bronwyn's solo this week, I'm going to end with a few settings of I Need Thee Every Hour. I've played this one by Emma Lou Diemer as a church prelude. And here are 3 by composers I've never heard of. Keith Rowley. Mary MacDonald. A somewhat flashy one by Christina Mathis. That all of these preludes seem to be defined by their own specific musical figure. I hope you enjoy this week's introduction to preludes.